This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and right in your children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Common Core is the name of the new school curriculum that government will be forcing on all school children. But there is one aspect to Common Core that parents find particularly objectionable. Common Core also means gathering and storing all sorts of private information on every school child into a longitudinal database from birth through all levels of schooling, plus giving government the right to share and exchange this nosy information with other government and private agencies. This type of government surveillance and control of individuals is the mark of a totalitarian government. Common Core reminds us of how Communist China gathered nosy information on all its school children, stored it in manila folders called dangans, and then turned the file over to the kid's employer when he leaves school. Several years ago, the New York Times published a picture of a giant Chinese warehouse containing hundreds of thousands of these folders. That was in the pre-internet era, when information was stored on paper. Now data collection and storage are efficiently managed on computers. Common Core is encrusted with lies. It is not, as advertised, written by the states. It is a national project created in secret without any input from teachers or state legislatures or local school boards. It is not internationally benchmarked. That never happened. The readings assigned in the Common Core English standards are 50% informational texts instead of great American and English literature and classics. The result is that Common Core readings are very political. One suggested reading is a sales talk for government health care, such as Obamacare. Another suggested reading selection is global warming propaganda.
Are you a college student eager to stand up for your conservative beliefs and stand against liberal ideologies? Do you want to build a network with other conservative students? Don't miss the annual Eagle Forum Collegiate Summit, July 18 and 19 in Washington, D.C. It's free to students who register in advance. Go to eagleforum.org and click on Collegians. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
The AK-47 is known for being tough and battle-ready. Now you can be battle-ready with tough tactical gear from StrikeHardGear.com. Made in the USA, StrikeHardGear.com specializes in mil-spec quality tactical gear for your AK-47, SKS Mosin Nagant, and other Russian-style weapons. Visit StrikeHardGear.com to find chest rigs, buttstock pouches, bandoliers, shoulder bags, and other one-of-a-kind pieces of specialty gear you won't find anywhere else. Tough as nails and affordable. Buy with confidence from StrikeHardGear.com with our no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee. After that, run it hard because you're backed by a lifetime replacement warranty. Use the discount code RBN and get 5% off your order. Pull the trigger on StrikeHardGear.com today. Strike Hard Gear.
John Statmiller here. Sometimes in life, you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Veteran-owned and operated.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
In these unpredictable times, you can never be too prepared. Mentally, physically, financially, agriculturally. Real people, real problems, real activism. Welcome to the Bob Tuscan Radio Show with your host,
Tuscan. Having a glass of fluoride-free water here. Nothing as refreshing as some nice, cold, fluoride-free H2O. And speaking of H2O, First Lady Michelle Sotero, I guess that's not her name, Michelle Obama, is launching a new campaign, the White House H2O campaign. It's a new drive to get Americans to drink more water, especially the water with fluoride in it. That's right, I didn't stutter. She wants water to be in everybody's system so that they're healthy and dumbed down. Michelle's new drive to get Americans to drink more water may seem unlikely to make waves, but it spills into areas that have stirred intense controversy among scientists, public health campaigners, and environmentalists. So keep your eyes on the most recent controversy in the White House, Michelle Obama's campaign. Drink it up, ladies and gentlemen. Just make sure it's fluoride-free. All right. Back to our guest. Pete Kennedy is the president of Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund. He has represented a number of different people facing possible state enforcement action in Florida, Wisconsin, Ohio, Michigan, and Indiana. He has helped farmers get started in the business of distributing raw milk and raw milk products in many other states. In other words, drug dealing in their state. I mean, just joking, raw milk dealing. He has written articles for Wise Traditions magazine on the interstate ban of raw milk products for human consumption and on the legality of selling raw milk interstate for animal consumption. And we're going to talk about the states in just a moment and state laws. He compiled the state raw milk laws and state raw milk summaries posted at Real Milk. That's realmilk.com. He is currently working with others to challenge the federal ban on the interstate shipment of raw milk for human consumption. Again, Pete Kennedy joins us. We're going to take your calls this hour, 800-313-9443, if you would like to join us on the Bob Tuscan Show, 800-313-9443. And let's start with the states. Should states have the right to choose whether or not they allow for raw milk to be sold? Well, that's kind of a trick question, Pete, because in my mind, government in general should not have the right to say what we put in our bodies. But there seems to be a conflict when it comes to state rights with this issue and the feds, right?
Right. It's actually the way I think all food regulations should go, Bob, because right now what you have is with, say, meat, for instance, you've got the Federal Meat Inspection Act controlling what states can do. So they're, in effect, regulating interstate commerce. It's the same thing with poultry. And raw milk is the one food where you just have these state, these laws that are completely different state to state. There are a lot of other foods where the states don't necessarily have to adopt the federal regulations, but they do. So you have these uniform laws where the feds are really dictating things. And I think more food should go the way of raw milk, and that's what it might take. It might be, you know, just one food like meat, something like that, one food at a time. But the power should go back to the states, and it should be the states that should respect the right of the individual to get the food of their choice from the source of their choice, and just deregulate, I think, this farm-to-consumer direct commerce. You know, people have asked why just there was no constitutional protection for it, and I think the answer to that is at the time, everyone assumed that people did have the right to buy from whom they want. For many years in this country, transactions on the farm were completely unregulated. You know, there might have been an exception to that here and there, but people had the right to go on the farm. The farmer could slaughter an animal for him, sell him the meat from the animal, and it was unregulated. So we'd like to see this power transferred back to the states, and then we'd like to see the states recognize the fundamental right of people to buy food from whom they want, whether that producer is licensed or not.
Let's discuss some of the different states and their regulations. And we'll start with my home state along with Georgia and, what is this, North Carolina?
Yeah, there's a number of states that allow the sale of raw milk only for pet consumption.
And that's kind of a loophole, right? And I mean, because
it's basically people purchase it to feed their animals. They also purchase it to feed themselves. And just again, the law on the sale of raw milk for human consumption is dysfunctional. In states like Florida, Georgia, North Carolina, it's all legal. Consuming raw milk is legal. You can't arrest someone for consuming raw milk.
So, but you can arrest somebody or at least civilly try somebody for selling raw milk under the assumed purpose of having the human being consume it. So, I mean, this is ridiculous bureaucracy and semantics at its finest, isn't it?
Right. It's not respecting freedom of choice. You know, the ironic thing, Bob, is in a lot of these states, you're dealing with people in the Department of Agriculture who either grew up drinking raw milk or are still drinking it. And all of a sudden, you know, it wasn't dangerous when they were growing up, or it's not dangerous when they consume it, but it's dangerous when the general public consumes it. So there's just a high level of hypocrisy here.
Yeah. In other states, we have farm sales legal in places like Texas, Oklahoma, South Dakota, and others. What is that all about?
I think in those states it's saying basically if the consumer goes out there, takes a look at the farm, he's assumed the risk so he can purchase milk from those, you know, on the farm. Just the problem with that is, okay, how many times does the consumer need to go out there and inspect the farm? Does he need to go out there every time he purchases milk? Because what, in effect, these laws do is that many people can't afford to make it out to the farm every week. you know, if the farmer was able to deliver to them or sell at a farmer's market locally or sell at a retail store locally, the farmer would do much better in the raw milk business. But as it is now, just limiting sales to the farm limits the farmer's income opportunities.
Right. Interesting. We're going to take another quick break, but when we come back, I want to talk about the states where it is illegal to sell raw milk in any capacity. That's states like Nevada, Montana, Iowa, Louisiana, West Virginia, Maryland, Delaware, and New Jersey. And, of course, the District of Criminals, Washington, D.C. All right, folks, our guest tonight is Pete Kennedy, the president of Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund. Don't go anywhere.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of bounds concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay, all the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley, an area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species, all gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase Satan out of earth.
Okay, we're talking with Kennedy, president of Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund, and we were discussing the various states and how they come down on raw milk sales, and we're about to tell you about the states where it's absolutely illegal. Before we do that, let's tell you about the states where either there is no law or there is, well, the retail sale of raw milk being legal. We'll start where there is no law. In states where there is no law, like Alabama, Kentucky, Indiana, and Virginia, what do people do there?
Well, what you see, Bob, is a lot of, in some of those states, Virginia, Kentucky, you have what is known as a herd share agreement, where someone buys an ownership interest in an animal, in a dairy animal, and through that interest, they're able to obtain raw milk legally. What a lot of these states have is livestock lien laws, where they recognize the right of an owner, say, of dairy livestock to board that animal with a farm. So just for the states that ban the sale, to try and extend that to say someone who has an ownership interest in an animal and is legally allowed to board it cannot drink milk from that animal, it just doesn't make a lot of sense. So, I mean, occasionally there are states that go after these herd share agreements, but there are a lot of states where there's no law explicitly legalizing these herd share agreements or banning them, where I think just the government realizes that people should have a right to do this, and they let it go even though there's no law in the books.
Interesting. And then in states like California, Idaho, Washington, New Mexico, Arizona, and Pennsylvania, and others, the retail sale is legal, right? Tell us about that.
Well, in some of those states, unfortunately, there are very few licensed producers. So even though the retail sale is legal, there is not, you don't see the milk in retail stores, you see it on a very limited basis. But when you take a state like California or Pennsylvania, it's all over the stores there, and a couple of New England states, New Hampshire, Maine, it's in the stores there, and just the demand continues to go up. I think about 5 years ago, the Center for Disease Control issued some report estimating there are between 9 and 10 million raw milk drinkers in the country, and I wouldn't be surprised at all if it's a good bit higher than that right now.
Right, interesting. So it's a growing trend. What about the states that make selling raw milk completely illegal? Those states consist of Hawaii, Nevada, Montana, Iowa, Louisiana, West Virginia, Maryland, New Jersey, and of course the District of Criminals.
You know, other than the district, Bob, I think if, you know, this is, if things continue as they have the last 5 years, I think most or all those states in the next 5 to 10 years will have legalized the sale of raw milk. I mean, you mentioned Nevada, they had a raw milk bill get to the governor's desk that was vetoed. Montana nearly passed a bill this past session. Maryland had a raw milk bill before the legislature. So there are close to 20 states that had raw milk bills this last legislative session, and they're going to keep on knocking on the door. I just with just about any bill, it's rare that it passes in the first attempt, but I think you're going to see repeated efforts to pass raw milk bills in these states where it's still illegal. And
yeah,
you know, most or all of them are going to succeed, say, within the next 5 to 10 years.
We can only hope so. But what happens until then? What if you're caught selling raw milk in one of these states? And do people drink raw milk in these states?
Absolutely they do, and that's where this interstate ban comes in. If they can't get it in their state, they're just going to go to another state. So what these bans do is they effectively take business away from their own farmers.
Interesting.
And, you know, I know people in Maryland who work for a raw milk bill. Just they lose a ton of business to Pennsylvania. I mean, over years, it's in the millions of dollars. And with as much trouble as the conventional dairy industry is having, I mean, they're probably over 90% of the dairy farms have disappeared in this country over the last 40 to 45 years. This is an opportunity to help their dairy farmers. I mean, all these agricultural departments of agriculture in the states have a duty to promote agriculture, and in enforcing these bans, they're doing just the opposite. Just what we see with raw milk is it's really a gateway to increase sales for the farms. More than any other food, it's what causes the consumer to set foot on the farm in the first place, just from what we see among our members. So consumer goes there to purchase raw milk. Once he's on the farm, he could purchase meat, poultry, eggs, produce. But raw milk is what gets him on the farm in the first place. And
it's the gateway drug of local foods.
Yeah, and we've seen instances where the farmer has stopped selling raw milk and sales of all the other food products go down because people are going to take their dollars elsewhere.
Interesting. So this is an important culture to have, right? Supporting local providers and drinking raw milk, because, you know, the alternative is being dependent on the system, on food coming in from thousands of miles away. And we're extremely vulnerable in that regard. And I'm going to keep the phone lines open. I see there's a caller on the line. We'll get to you in just a second. And if you want to join us, 800-313-9443. That's the toll-free number to join us. That's 800-313-9443. But Pete, if you could just comment on this movement in general and how important you see it as a solution in these very turbulent times that we're living in.
Well, sure. I mean, food security is a big word or term thrown around these days. And in order to get real food security, you need to have your communities and regions become as self-sufficient in food production as possible. And to do that, the biggest obstacle to that right now is the regulatory climate. There are way too many laws. You know, it's like just a maze of laws these farmers get trapped in. They could be some kind of federal action against them, could be FDA, USDA, EPA, could be state action, could be Department of Agriculture, Department of Public Health, state EPA, could even be the Bureau of Labor. If, say, a lot of these farmers have these intern programs where they have voluntary interns on the farm, and the states claim that they have to be paying them a wage, so they're going to be taxing them as if they're paying them a wage. Well, a lot of these farmers can't afford it, and here you've got the future of farming on the farm, and these regulators are trying to kill these intern programs in some cases through enforcing what they believe are tax laws that need to be applied against the farmers. I mean, and then you get to the local level. It could be the local Department of Public Health, could be zoning, could be local Board of Animal Control. So they're just all these minefields the farmers have to go through when they shouldn't have to go through them at all. Like I mentioned earlier, there's a history of farm-to-consumer commerce, at least on the farm, being largely unregulated in this country. There's no reason it can't go back to that. That didn't change because there are any food safety problems on the farm.
Exactly. It's changed because of bureaucratic pressures. All right, folks, we'll be right back with phone calls and our guest, Pete Kennedy.
The Bob Justin.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372. Or go to teravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Teravim, the best supplements on earth.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org. Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right. Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
Could shut down organic egg producers. Our guest, of course, is Pete Kennedy. He is the president of Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund. And we will go to the phone lines and start off with Brent. Hello, Brent.
Yes, good evening. Good show this evening, Bob, and thank you for having Mr. Kennedy on. And Mr. Kennedy, I'd like to thank you for going to bat for Vernon Hershberger. My wife and I became aware of him a couple years ago when Wisconsin Department of Consumer Affairs and Trade, or Trade and Consumer Affairs, or whatever this communist group of individuals went out to his farm and raided it. And we started supporting him. We're about 70 miles from his farm where we live. And so, of course, the trial wasn't quite that far, but we were able to get up there for the last Thursday of the trial, and we couldn't help but be impressed with I believe his name was Richardson or Richards. Roberts, maybe it was.
The attorney, Glenn Reynolds?
Yes.
Yeah,
Reynolds, that's it. My heavens, was that man ever a cool cucumber. With the obvious deck stacked against him and these big shot attorneys, or at least they thought they were, from the state of Wisconsin, and of course the way the judge had the scope of the trial limited, it was just a disaster. But we prayed hard for him, and God came through for him, and we're really thankful for that. We're now a member of his club, and so we had a nice glass, or I had a nice glass of raw milk for my evening meal today. And the thing in Wisconsin here now, we have a neighbor probably 10 miles south of us that has a herd of 5,000 cows. Now, there's no way that they can control the health and well-being of the cows, that many animals, and that much milk flow. But when you have a small operation like Vernon Hirschberger's, I think he had told me he had 45 cows in stanchions or in his parlor. And he, of course, he has 10 children. They all drink the milk. His wife drinks the milk. And so there's a safety valve there. If anything's going to happen, the family's going to get sick first. But that really doesn't happen. You know, my relatives, I was never growing up on a farm, but I used to help my aunt and uncle who did have a dairy operation. We all drank the raw milk. And most of the people my age, mid-60s, had raw milk as a child at least some point in their life. Now, back in about 1975 or somewhere in there, I was listening to a Chicago radio station, WBBM, and Jewel Foods, which was a rather large supermarket chain, I think mainly in Illinois, and they had their own dairy, was having some problems. There was some bad milk that came out of the dairy, and it killed several people and made quite a number of them ill. And they got it traced down to some valves in the dairy plant that weren't properly cleaned. And, of course, the spin on it from the WBBM said, well, that's why it's so important to have pasteurized and homogenized milk so you don't get sick on it. Well, here it didn't come from the farm that the contamination was, but from the dairy itself that you were counting on to give you a good beer product.
Right, and Brent, I know the illness you're talking about. I think FDA estimated close to 200,000 people became sick from that pasteurized milk, and that's...
Yes.
That's categorized by the Centers for Disease Control as an outbreak caused by pasteurized milk, not raw milk.
Sure. Yeah. Right. It's rightly, it should be, you know. But, of course, the radio station spun it to let all these poor sheeple think that, well, it's a good thing we get pasteurized, homogenized milk because, you know, our health is in danger. But my wife and I are both lactose intolerant, and we drink raw milk, and we do fine.
Right.
Yeah. I want to thank you for your support again, Mr. Kennedy. And, Bob, thanks for having people like Mr. Kennedy on your program. God bless you, folks.
I appreciate that. I was wondering if anybody enjoyed this half as much as I did. Brent, I'm glad to hear from you.
Oh, it's great. Yeah, it's great. And we have a lot of raw milk friends, you know, friends that drink raw milk and are concerned about their health and things. And, you know, there's so much propaganda that goes with even raw honey, for example, and things, you know. And a beekeeper told us several years ago that the honey producers can put, I think he said 40, it may have been as high as 60% corn syrup in their honey and still call it pure honey.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not.
Yeah,
that's
it's really sad. So,
Brent, thank you for the call.
Thank you, folks, and God bless you.
Yeah, and Pete, I mean, the irony here is that all of these things, the raw honey, the raw milk, the pastured eggs and so on, these are the things that are actually good for you, right?
Right. They're just something that can be done locally, not part of the commodity agriculture system. So it's like this latest proposed rule on eggs by FDA. I mean, that's I'm not that familiar with the details, but it's just typical of them. I mean, FDA's view of safe food is sterilized food. And it's, going to affect some of these producers who have, I think the limit is over 3,000 birds. I mean, and it's not promoting food safety at all. And it's just going to affect some of these producers who do have clean operations.
Absolutely. Let me quickly tell the listeners about the FDA regulations that could shut down organic egg producers. And then we'll get back to final phone calls in the next segment. But this is very compelling. The Food and Drug Administration released draft guidance to clarify how egg producers, including organic farmers and with outdoor access, can comply with its 2009 egg safety rule aimed at supposedly reducing salmonella contamination in the nation's egg supply. Quote, since organic producers are required by federal standards to grant outdoor access to their laying hens, the guidance applies to all organic egg producers. The FDA, which collaborated with the USDA's National Organic Program in promulgating their guidance, recognizes minute covered porches, which do not afford true and meaningful outdoor access to laying hens as one of four possible organic production systems and thereby legitimizes their use. Already the focus of controversy and threatened lawsuits, the USDA has been widely criticized for allowing giant organic factory farms confining as many as 100,000 birds to a building to skirt the requirements for outdoor access by employing tiny screened porches, often with a capacity of only 1-3% of the confined birds. The USDA is currently allowing these giant poultry operations to claim these structures as legally required to be access to the outdoors. So that's what's in question here with the new FDA regulations that could shut down organic egg producers. But the problem is, yeah, these factory farmers are doing kind of a shady practice, but this is going to affect the local farmers who are producing organic eggs.
Right, and that's once FDA implements this Food Safety Modernization Act, Bob. That's what it's going to do. It's going to affect the small producer. They're not going to have the economies of sale to be able to comply with a lot of these regulations FDA wants to implement that have little to do with food safety. It's just more than anything, the Food Safety Modernization Act is about moving the market share back from the local food system to the industrial food system.
Right. They might as well call it the Monsanto Food and Modernization Act. Because they're a big culprit in this, of course. Pete, we got our final segment this hour with you coming up in just moments. I have the phone lines open at 800-313-9443. Werner, we'll get to your call in just a little bit. We got to take a quick break, and then we'll wrap things up with Pete Kennedy. In hour number three of this show, I have a lot to get to, a lot of news, and we'll keep open lines, as always, and talk about anything on your mind.
The Bob Justin Show.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your Pure Effect Ultra today by visiting PureEffectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
The five self-evident truths of the Declaration of Independence are the standing definition of our republican form of government. Each unalienable right has an attached duty because we are all created equal. Like the right, the duty is permanent and non-transferable. There can be no paper to lien the right and no paper to waive the duty. Deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed does not mean if you can think of it, you can consent to it. Truly, it names a condition where a right must be held without violation of its duty by both parties who can then consent. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan. Innovative research and development of prototype industrial equipment since 1988.
Freedom ain't free, but shooting is cheap. Knob Creek Gun Range. Shoot safe, pay less, have fun. Rifles, pistols, shotguns, cannons, what you got? We got a 350-yard outdoor range, plus other secret ranges we're not even supposed to talk about. Come to Knob Creek Gun Range in West Point, Kentucky, and celebrate diversity at our next shoot coming up on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Visit our website at knobcreekrange.com to find out more information on everyday activities or to get information on the October shoot on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. Or call 502-922-4457. Again, that's 502-922-4457. Knob Creek Gun Range, where the Second Amendment comes first. Go to knobcreekrange.com today or just show up ready to fire at 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Call 502-922-4457.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them, to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside them my spirit is weeping.
Well, Pete, I want to thank you for coming on again. It's been a great show, and we got to do this more often. We've had a number of different food freedom guests, and it's an important topic to me because it's kind of a prerequisite to everything else. If we're not able to freely eat, then what else are we going to face? What other tyranny do we have to deal with? I mean, that's kind of like a basic right here, and I hate to use the word right, but it's a base necessity, if you will. So it really troubles me to see things like the Vernon Hirschberger case. And on the other end of the spectrum, it relieves me to know that people out there in agencies, organizations rather like yours, are making a difference. And we're starting to see the tides change here. So it's great to know. And we'll take final phone calls this segment with you at 800-313-9443. If you have any questions or comments, we have a few lines open and we can try to squeeze you in here before we have to let Pete go. 800-313-9443, and let's talk with Werner. Hello, Werner.
Yeah, good evening, Bob, and good evening, Pete.
How's it going, Gordon? Long time no talk.
Yeah, thank you, you know.
Oh, you guys know each other.
Hammered, those issues have to be hammered down to so many ignorant folks time and time again until it finally sinks in. I got a question. The way the trend has been going, who has been benefiting? Should government bureaucrats have any kind of a say unless whatever they are promoting is basically underpinned by good, sound science? My question is, the farmers, the dairy farmers, when they feed milk to their newborn calves, do they pasteurize the milk?
No.
When mothers, now they encourage mothers to breastfeed their babies, do they pasteurize the milk?
No.
Actually, my wife pasteurizes her milk every single day. She puts her breast in a microwave.
oh, yeah.
Poor, very bad joke, but your point is well taken. And I've thought about that. You know, I have a little one who is breastfeeding, and we're very fortunate that he's doing so because the benefits of breastfeeding are just absolutely tremendous. And you're exactly right, Werner. I've thought about that.
And as I say, those that basically pose as experts, as government experts, their feet have to be held to the fire. There is so much misinformation, so much lies, and it's outright criminal. Because of the health effect of young children, and the health effect of people who consume dairy products, and lactose intolerant comes up because the milk is sterilized. The lactic bacteria are not in there anymore. But we need the lactic bacteria to properly digest the milk and milk products.
Well, one of the things that's happening, Werner, is that we're getting more science, at least from Europe, on the benefits of raw milk. So it's getting more and more difficult for agencies like FDA to continue on with their scare tactics. I think at one time maybe the raw milk drinkers or advocates were seen as the zealots. But now I think it's more the ones seen as the zealots and the outliers are agencies like FDA who are trying to deny people their freedom of food choice when you see this increasing demand for raw milk. So I think the evidence is stacking up against FDA, and so is public opinion.
As I say, it's not just only FDA, it's not just only the bureaucrats, it's the scientists, and then let's not forget the Chamber of Commerce. When there is direct sale from the farm to the public, it cuts the middleman out. And the middlemen there have been hogging a larger and larger share of the retail price now. And the farmers are pushed more and more back. And in order to tilt the playing field even more, it should be looked into how many of hidden grants have been paid to those big super farms, those flagships of the Departments of Agriculture.
Right. Just for the small farm to survive today, they have to direct market their products. They have to get out of commodity agriculture. And that's mainly what the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund is there for, to make sure that they do have a favorable regulatory climate so they can direct market their products without having these industrial foods processors and producers get the government to do their bidding and stifle competition.
And as I say, this when it comes to the government, they have shown so much negligence in so many instances in regard to farming, to where the traditional farmers have been sabotaged for decades, you know, to get them out of business, too. And the mainstream media, they don't dare to touch it with a 10-foot pole. Again, conflict of interest. Mainstream media is basically the whore for the big corporate empires.
Well, the good thing is now you've got the internet shows like Bob's, these blogs out there are reporting the truth. And it's, I think it's really making the bureaucracy more accountable in many instances.
And that is, I appreciate that very much, what Bob is doing, what many of the hosts at RBN are doing and in other networks, you know. And I think it's high time that people wake up and wake up fast. Because the road they're traveling down is a road of no return and a road of extinction.
Exactly right. Verna, thank you for the call. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
All right, take care. Okay, well, that just about does it. Any final comments, Peter?
Well, if people want to find out more about our organization, they can go to www.farmtoconsumer.org, Bob, or they can also call our offices. Our number is 703-208-3276. That's 703-208-3276. We're just a true grassroots organization. We obviously get no funding from the government. We sue government agencies. We get no funding, little or no funding from corporations. Really, our only corporate sponsors are small like-minded food businesses. Just most of our revenues come from individual private donations and membership fees. So I encourage people to join. This is a movement that more than any other issue, I think, just transcends political and ideological lines. Everyone believes they should be able to eat what they want and get their food from whatever source they want. So it's join us. Just we made progress, and there's a lot more progress still to be made. A lot of things left to be done, and there's strength in numbers. The more support we have, the more successful we can be. So appreciate Absolutely. You having me on the show tonight, Bob.
Well, Pete, I appreciate you coming on, and you have my support. Definitely keep me in the loop if there's anything we need to get the word out for you guys on. Let me know, and I'm here. And one of these days we'll get together at maybe the farmer's market. I saw you came and spoke here. You were telling me about that off air when we spoke earlier today. And I would have loved to have seen your talk. And I'm sorry I missed it. We'll have to look forward to doing it another time.
Okay, yeah, sounds good.
All right, keep me in the loop. All right, there he goes, Pete Kennedy, president of Farm Consumer. Oh, geez, I'm butchering the name of it. I don't have it in front of me. Let's see here if I can find the tab that I had in front of me at some point. All right. Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund. It was at the tip of my tongue. Farmtoconsumer.org is their website, and definitely check them out. All right. For hour number three, I have a lot to get to. I want to talk about GMOs in your beer. If you're a beer drinker, you might want to hear this. Beer ingredients are being looked at for GMO and animal products. Though beer continues to be unlabeled on the market, there seems to be a bit of oversight here. Why is there no oversight for beer labeling here? Or lack of oversight, rather. Why is there no oversight? So we'll talk about that. We'll tell you about 22 medical studies that show vaccines can cause autism, something you won't hear from the lamestream media. We'll talk about the government saying mercury is toxic, hazardous waste, unless it's in your vaccines or your mouth for that matter. Those mercury fillings are absolutely poison. And I have some news about the